Welcome to our coverage here on Eagles Draft Central, presented by Deaton Watson, Chris McPherson, alongside Fran Duffy. And we are excited to welcome one of the newest members of the Philadelphia Eagles, selected in the fourth round, 125th overall, out of the University of Pittsburgh, cornerback Avante Maddox. Avante, congratulations. And what have the last hour or so been like for you as you've been welcomed to Philadelphia?
First, I want to say thank you. Really appreciate it. I mean, it's been crazy. Just knowing I'm an Eagle now, it's truly a blessing. It's been a lot of love going around from my family, friends, and the Philly. So I'm pretty excited to get there.
Avante, how much interest did the Eagles show during the pre-draft process? Did you have a feeling that you could end up here in Philadelphia?
I definitely had a feeling. I mean, they came to my pro day and worked me out. They always kept in contact with me. It feels good. Like I said, I feel good to be an Eagle.
When you met with the coaches and they came to your pro day, what was sort of the sense that you got from the coaches, and in terms of what you're going to bring here to Philadelphia?
I mean, from the pro day, I just tried to show guys what I can do. Show them I can move left to right fast. I can get in and out of breaks the best I can, and just show a team what the things I can contribute to on the field and things like that. But I mean, the coach was taking me through the drills, teaching me on the way there. I mean, he was teaching me on the long way, getting in and out of breaks, and it's just like a good bond between them. And we kind of talked about football, and at the end, we worked hard and stay in contact with me. So it was pretty good. It was a good team.
Avante, what is your feelings right now in terms of the Eagles fans? What have you heard about them? What do you feel like they're going to bring in terms of accepting you into the family here in Philadelphia?
I mean, it's a great staff. I mean, all them guys, I know them guys put in the hard work and effort. I mean, of course, you can see with the results from you guys last year, but I'm just happy to be a Philadelphia Eagle, able to come in, try to contribute as much as I can, whatever you guys need me to do. I'm willing to do it. Just learn as much as I can anyway.
You're 5'9", 180 pounds, but in that press man coverage style that they played at Pittsburgh, you would go against the other team's best receiver on a week-in and week-out basis. What was that challenge like for you, and how much did you relish doing that at that level?
I loved it. It's competition. I mean, you get to compete, you want to win. I mean, playing corner, you always want to win. You want to compete. And, I mean, going out there, knowing you're going to go against the top guy on the other team was a pleasure to me, you know. So, I mean, I just study my receivers, study information, just know what I'm going up against so I have a better view on what I before I get to it on the field. So, just a bigger guy, just know I got to play better technique, don't get too close, don't crowd the line. So, it's just little things like that.
Avante, this is a secondary that really likes to mix it up with opposing teams. You know, they'll come downhill, they'll lay a lick on an opposing ball carrier, they like to defend the run. That's something that we've seen from you on film during your time with the Panthers. Is that something you've kind of always had, or is that something that you kind of got instilled from the coaching staff out there in Pittsburgh, and do you expect to get that same kind of coaching here in Philadelphia?
I always had to. I mean, I'm a tough guy. I always had the motor, you know. Want to go and make a tackle, want to go in and blitz. Anytime I get a chance to blitz on third down, I want to make that play, make it so we can get off that field. And these coaches definitely taught me a lot of technique-wise on blitzing and being more physical. But, I mean, I've always had it in me. I always a tough, love tackle. So I feel like if we do this here at the Eagles, it'd be a good thing.
Avante, you helped yourself out a lot during the pre-draft process, especially at the combine. You ran a sub 4.4 in the 40 and the best 60-yard shuttle of any player at the combine. What did that do for you in terms of your confidence going into draft weekend?
I was just trying to check off the boxes. I just wanted to make sure I did good on everything so when I got to the draft, I wouldn't have no regrets, no looking back. Just be able to sit back and relax and enjoy the process, which I did. I mean, I enjoyed the process the whole way. I felt like I did great on my numbers. I didn't want to do them again at pro day, so I could just watch the draft, you know, and cheer guys on that I know that I get drafted, and hopefully my name be called, which it did. And I'm just excited and blessed for it.
Avante, you were a baseball star once upon a time. What made you take the transition to go from the diamond to the gridiron on a full-time basis?
So I got into high school. I wasn't playing football until my junior year. So I was in baseball. I was a baseball guy. I'm playing. So my teammates kept telling me, man, get out here, come back, play football. You're good. I'm like, okay, I get out there. So I got out there, played in 1 year. Then after that, scholarship offers from colleges started coming in, and I knew I didn't want to sit there and try to pay for college. So anytime that happens, it just switched over, and football became my first priority. And football, it's been good to me, and I love the game, and it's fun. So,
well, Vontae, I guess you got to thank your friends. I mean, to help you make that push over to go from baseball to football. But nonetheless, Vontae Maddox, Eagles fourth round selection, number 125 overall. Congratulations. Welcome to Philadelphia, and we can't wait to see you here in the building.